Despite the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, the Pentagon says both the active duty Army and the National Guard are exceeding their recruiting goals. Soldiers are also re-enlisting at high rates. But that news is masking another trend. As NPR's Tom Bowman reports, the armed services are having trouble holding on to sergeants and officers.
3 weeks ago, soldiers from the 39th Infantry Brigade of the Arkansas National Guard got the word they will be heading back to Iraq for a second tour of duty. That got Brad Neal thinking about his future. Neal is a sergeant. He's been with the Arkansas Guard for 6 years, and this summer his enlistment ends.
For me, it's a decision of whether or not, when it comes time for me to re-up, which is in July, I believe, there's a lot of things that you've got to consider. You've got to consider how much time that you have towards retirement. You weigh that against the possibility of deployments or how much more time you might have to spend away from your family. I don't know. At this point, I don't know.
Neal did one year-long tour in Iraq with the 39th Brigade and returned home in early 2005. Now, he's not even assigned to the brigade that will be heading over again, but he's still worried about being pulled into another rotation. As with many soldiers, there's the tug of family responsibilities.
It's hard to leave loved ones behind, for sure. I actually spent 30 days in Fallujah during the last siege of the city in 2005. And, it's not the death. That's something that we deal with every day. The estrangement of being away from your family, from being away from your loved ones.
That includes his 5-year-old son, Christian. Neal missed 3 years of the boy's life being away on training or deployments, and his daughter Natalie was born just after he got back from Iraq. Farther to the north, soldiers from the Indiana National Guard are also caught between duty and family. Indiana's 76th Brigade will also head back to Iraq for a second time.
We're most concerned about our mid-level officers. Clearly, we're most concerned about them.
Lieutenant Colonel Ivan Denton is a recruiting and retention commander for the Indiana Guard. One major, maybe two, will be putting in retirement papers before the brigade deploys to Iraq. Denton says there are rumblings that several captains will do the same. Will this second Iraq tour force others to leave?
At the current point, because the 76th Brigade just received their alert order, we're not really sure.
Guard officials say the overall career of a National Guard soldier used to be about 28 years. Now they are starting to see soldiers leave a few years earlier. Exit interviews point to the long deployments and time away from family as the reasons. As a result, the average Guard soldier is now younger. But there is concern about the experienced ones who are leaving. Not only sergeants and captains, even mid-level officers like majors and lieutenant colonels. That will leave a void in leadership.
It is tough. I mean, the deployments now are playing, are taking their toll.
Sergeant First Class Michael Beaupre is an active duty soldier with the 1st Armored Division in Germany. His job is to get soldiers to re-enlist. The continued deployments in Iraq and Afghanistan make his job harder.
5 years ago, I should say, talking to a soldier, maybe you talk to him once or twice and he made a decision right then. Now we find ourselves maybe talking to him 3-4 times and then they make the same decision that they would have made 5 years ago.
Army sergeants with 10 years experience are starting to leave in higher numbers. It's only a 5% increase. One officer calls it a blip, but Sergeant Beaupre says these are the leaders the Army wants.
Most of these guys have been 2-3 deployments. These are our combat veterans, and most of these guys are becoming leaders, and these are the ones that we need to lead the future of our Army.
Leonard Wong is a retired Army colonel and a professor at the Army War College. He says the Pentagon must keep a close eye on the retention of these particular soldiers.
At this point, it's not cause for massive alarm, but it is cause for concern.
That concern is a common one among Pentagon officials and defense analysts. Wong and others say the top brass must always be looking for new ways to help soldiers and their families, incentives that will keep soldiers on duty. Colonel Denton with the Indiana Guard is among those who are studying that. Pay and bonuses, better health benefits, professional schooling, more time at home.
Is there something we can do? Is there something we should do?
Top Army officers say that the strains of the missions in Iraq and Afghanistan are the greatest test so far for the all-volunteer force, now some 33 years old.
Are there concerns? You bet.
Lieutenant General James Lovelace is the head of Army Operations.
We are very, very aware, and need to be appropriately, of this thing that we have here, this very wonderful thing, this all-volunteer force, who represent the best of this country has to offer. As we're walking towards finding out where the edge of this is, that's what we're doing. We're trying to find the edge.
That's what Sergeant Neal and his fellow soldiers are doing as well. Tom Bowman, NPR News, The Pentagon.